Cancel it. Hello?
Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, there's a charge on my card that I don't know what's for, and every month somebody's taking $56 or more off my card for I don't even know what I bought. Shipping, handling, or whatever. I don't receive nothing. Somebody said it might be in a sweepstakes or something.
Yes, Sam. Can I get your first and last name?
Ida Grove.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, it's 16249 Featherstone Road, Constantine, Michigan, 49042.
Yes, it looks like this was for the order that was placed for the Ultra Bar. It's a power saver. You don't recall placing that order?
No, I don't.
Do you recall if you did the shipping handling for it for $7.45? It would have been for a power saver. It's like a white plug-in that you put into the wall. It has a green beeping light on it.
Okay. Every month they charge me?
Whenever you place that order, it starts a subscription. There would have been an email voucher for $125 that was sent to groveida@gmail.com. Are you familiar with that email address?
Yeah, that's my email address.
As well as a phone number of 574-350-8097.
Yes.
Yes, so that order does look like it was used with that email address as well as that phone number. And no one in your household could have placed that order.
Do what now?
And you said no one in your household could have placed that order. It was done with that email address and phone number.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yes, ma'am. So if you do not recall placing that order, we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. We do have to let you know we do submit our claims for fraud with the local authorities. They'll track the IP address to the device and location where the order was placed and prosecute whoever has placed that order. So we do have to verify it was not done by you or anyone in your household.
Okay. Can I get my money back? I mean...
So first we would submit that as a claim for fraud. There's a 24-hour investigation that's done. Once the 24-hour investigation is concluded, it's a 3 to 5 days for the refund.
Okay. I believe I complained about it before, and somebody said something about a sweepstakes or something.
Yes, this wasn't for a sweepstakes. That product was ordered. It was ordered back in January.
I don't remember that. But yeah, it seems like about like in January, that's when it's all been starting. I've gotten a new card and they still end up getting this is my pay card for my work. And I believe I had canceled it before or whatever. It said something about it being a sweepstakes or something.
Yeah, Sam. So that would have been a completely separate company. We don't do anything for a sweepstakes.
But it has OPTHIGHVOL, and then an 844-399-1513 number that says CAUS.
This was for an order that was placed for a power saver.
Power saver.
However, I did go ahead and submit that claim for fraud. Like I said, the investigation is 24 hours. A refund will post in 3 to 5 days. Would you like a cancellation number?
Huh?
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's C as in cat.
Okay.
26-07-38-12-9. And that's it.
Okay, that's the cancellation.
That's correct.
That? And does it, now, what do I do? I mean, it's still going to be turned over to fraud, whatever you were saying about the fraud investigation.
That's correct.
And
I submitted as a claim for fraud. The investigation is 24 hours. A refund will post in 3 to 5 days once it's concluded.
Okay. Thank you very much, then.
Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.